With less than 3 weeks until Philadelphia hosts the Democratic National Convention, the U.S. Secret Service has mapped out road closures and other restrictions during the event. Though if you're starting to feel the same dread from last September's papal visit, WHYY's Katie Culinary reports, you can relax.
Here's the good news. Unlike the papal visit, there will be no traffic restrictions in Center City, and all major highways, including I-95, will be open to passenger vehicles, although some exit ramps will be closed. But if you live in South Philadelphia, near the Wells Fargo Center where the DNC is being held, that's a different story.
Obviously, if you live down there, there'll be significant traffic in the way of police activity and obviously delegate buses and things like that.
At a news conference with city, state, and federal officials, Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross told reporters the department is trying to make it bearable.
I'm not going to be misleading and say there'll be no impact, but we're going to try to minimize that as much as possible.
Ross also took questions about how the city will handle possibly tens of thousands of protesters. About 400 demonstrators were arrested during violent clashes with police when Philadelphia hosted the Republican National Convention in 2000. Despite assurances it's trying to avoid a repeat of that event, many civil libertarians are concerned the city won't keep its word. Ross says the department is working with activist groups ahead of the convention, and protesters won't see police dressed in riot gear. A new city law also allows police to issue $100 fines for certain nuisance crimes rather than making arrests.
We don't really have an interest in criminalizing a bunch of people who are out peacefully protesting.
Ross says some Philadelphia police officers are going to Cleveland for the Republican National Convention the week before the DNC to observe and get ready. Katie Culinary, WHYY News.